And The Glory of the Lord from Messiah by George Friedrich Handel offers an opportunity to study some characteristics of late Baroque choral music and its adaptation to the organ. Downbeats should be emphasized and the second and third beats lightened, using techniques described in the discussion of Haydn's The Heavens Are Telling. Occasionally one encounters hemiolas, in triple meter a grouping of two beats, in duple meter a grouping of three beats. Hemiolas are often found at cadences, such as in measures 9 and 10 of example 39. In such cases, the harmonic changes should be accented.
Example 39.
It's recommended that organists familiarize themselves with the excellent keyboard adaptation of Messiah's orchestration prepared by Warren Hutton and Mary Lou Robinson, published by G. Schirmer. If parts of that adaptation are still too formidable for the accompanist, example 39 illustrates how the accompaniment may be reduced to chords of only three pitches. Handel's orchestration relied principally on four string parts, with or without a double bass. A fourth note may occasionally be needed for seventh chords. In passages that require a fuller sound, or when the accompaniment consists of block chords, such as in the Hallelujah Chorus, or Worthy is the Lamb, more notes may be added to the chords. In passages of rapid 16th notes that have two lines in parallel thirds or sixths, such as in Glory to God, playing only the top line often suffices. Considering Messiah as a whole,